Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. It's all about mental health awareness and that kind of thing. And I want you to understand that as a business owner, right, we like to show the pretty things, like, you know, the money we're making and where we're traveling and all the big wins and stuff like that. But the thing that we don't talk a lot about in business are the days when we struggle. And I'm saying this to let you know and be aware that if you're struggling, you're not alone, right? Even the most successful business owner has days where they're not 100%, where they struggle with their mindset, they struggle to stay focused, they struggle to keep up, they need mental health days and mental health breaks. And it is not a weakness. It doesn't say anything about you other than you are human. And if you need to take a break, take a break, take a breather, right? And it's okay. Your business is not going to fall down if you take a day or two off to just breathe. Get your head around it, because growing a business can become very overwhelming, especially if you're doing it on your own, right? And you don't necessarily have you haven't reached that stage where you can have a team as yet, or you haven't reached that stage where you have mastered like automation and stuff so that you can take days off and, you know, and stuff like that. But you can all reach there with the right strategies and right support and that kind of thing. But growing a business takes a lot of mental strength. Not just the know-how of marketing and sales and content creation and all those things. It takes a lot of mental health and mental agility to make sure that you stay on track, you stay focused. And I'm saying all this is to share with you all that today, like, my anxiety has been through the roof. For whatever reason, I don't know, I've been feeling anxious since I got up this morning for the whole day. And my anxiety exhibits in different ways, right? Where I started to feel nauseous, I started to feel sick, butterflies in my stomach, I feel weak, I can't concentrate, get trembling scares and all this kind of stuff, right? And I consider myself a successful entrepreneur, and I know that I'm working hard. I know that my team is working very hard on my behalf as well. I know that my clients are killing it and they're making the money, they're making the strides, they're increasing their visibility, they are, you know, doing the work that they're supposed to do. But I still suffer from time to time, and every month actually, some levels of anxiety and some levels of doubt and fear, because I am human. Obviously, I have the tools because I use a lot, and I always tell you all, you know, figure out what tool works best for you. So I do a lot of affirmations and journaling and visualization and all of those things, meditation if you have to. Figure out what works well for you. Change the conversation that you're having in your head to positive conversations to, you know, get you aligned with what you want to get accomplished. And even today, in my own anxiety, did I get everything I wanted to get accomplished today? No. And that's okay, right? Where's my anxiety stemming from? Not 100% sure. I have an idea, but not 100% sure. But this is just the reality of owning a business, starting a business, and growing a business, right? And I wanted to share that part of my journey with you, because I know we don't share those things as often. We don't talk about those hard parts as often. We talk about the marketing and the sales and the visibility and the social media and the videos. And even doing this video today, I was like, oh my god, I'm not feeling it, I'm not, you know, my stomach is nuts. But just get it, for me, and this won't work for everybody, but for me, as a dance, just go talk to your people, connect with your people, get realigned and get this thing going. Because I have a training just now with 60 entrepreneurs, right? So I have to do what I have to do anyway you take it. It's not one of those days I could actually take a day off. But it's just to say that you're not alone, right? If you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling anxious, if you're feeling nervous, you're not alone on this journey. The best of us experience the exact same thing. Take a breather, take a break,
realign yourself, figure out, you know, what is causing, what is triggering it, and get into action. Because you still have to get into action, right? Get into action to remove that stressor or answer that stressor, however you normally have to deal with it, to get yourself realigned so that you can continue doing what you love, which is growing your business, starting your business and growing your business and being of service to your audience. And I believe that a big part of my anxiety today really stems from me getting uncomfortable. Because, you know, I always say to you have to get uncomfortable to get comfortable, right? And there's some huge things happening in my business right now. And yes, it has me uncomfortable, right? Not that I'm going to fail. I know I'm not going to fail. I know that I can do what I need to do. I know that I can be where I need to be and get what I need to get, but it does not stop the, it doesn't stop you from feeling anxious sometimes, right? And this is just, I think this is just one of those days. And I think that's where it's stemming from, the big changes that's happening over the next few weeks, right? But I'm saying this to just share this part of business with you, share this part of my own growth so that you don't feel weird if you have those types of feelings, if you feel overwhelmed. I had one person tell me last week that, you know, they just spend the day crying. And I understand those feelings. We've all had those things, because they felt like, you know, they were drowning with the amount of things that they had to do. And we had to come up with a strategy for them to reduce that burden mentally and physically so that they could continue growing their business, maybe just at a different speed, but still continuing to grow their business anyway. So I'm saying this to you guys, you are all entrepreneurs, you are all great, you are all blessed, you are all talented, you are all skilled, and the sky is the limit. It is still our $1 million year, but take care of your mental health. Take care of your mental health. Take those breaks if your body is calling for a break. Ask for help. If you need help in any aspect of your business, we have such a big group in DBS. It's 4,000, nearly 5,000 of us in Dynamic Business Strategists. So ask for help, right? And you will get the help. So one way or the other, you're going to get the help so that you can continue to move forward, get an accountability partner, get a business bestie who can also, you know, keep you focused on those days that are really, really, really tough, and figure out a strategy, as I said, whether it's affirmations, journaling, meditation, whatever, that is going to help you cross those barriers. When you do start to feel overwhelmed or you start to feel really high anxiety, like I am experiencing today, right? So guys, that's what I wanted to share with you. I hope you're having a great day. I hope this month is even more prosperous than the last 2 years of your business. And I know we are here to support. I am here to support you. As usual, if you have any questions, jump into my DMs or leave a question in the comments, and I will be glad to assist you on this journey. So guys, be safe and follow the rules, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.